I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. Now we need you to call. So we are a man down. Tony, we don't know. He's drunk. Tony's somewhere, and we are here with Sue and Rach, and we're going to play Studio Feud. And like we did last week, we need you, the listener, to partner up with them to play Studio Feud. So 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. From anywhere, you will speak to Chad. He'll just take your name, and that's about it. Then we'll get you on, and we will play Studio Feud. Until then, we're quiet.
All right.
Going to play the quiet game. Did you ever play the quiet game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a favorite that my dad liked to get me and my cousins to play.
Did you fall for it?
Oh, yeah. I was good at it. My cousins, less good. I also told you we played Quiet Mouse during recess.
Maureen's mom, love her to death. God rest her soul. She was one charming lady because she sold the quiet game to the sisters. Like, their whole life, they were like, it's quiet game time.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm like, you get it? She was just telling you to shut up. She's like, now I get it. But we'd be like, Mom, quiet game, quiet game. She's like, okay, if you insist.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
I kind of love that. Nobody tried that with me.
You're probably quiet enough.
Yeah.
It sounded kind of mean.
Really sure. No, it's like a compliment that she was well behaved.
Quiet enough already.
I don't think I was.
Tim is going to be at the Funny Bone this weekend with sort of an all-star St. Louis comedy review. So I'm sure it's distanced.
Yeah, I saw pictures on Instagram and it seemed very distant. So they're keeping you safe when you go to the Funny Bone.
Kind of safe. With a guy like Tim on stage.
Yeah, who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, it's a little dangerous. Okay, here we go. I have to remember how to work these phones. We have Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Dave, I get it.
Thank you, buddy. I'm locking you in, and Shane.
Yeah.
Hey, Shane. Wow.
Hey.
That was crazy. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Paul, you are on Rachel's team. Shane, you are on Sue's team.
All right.
We're going to start with the girls, and here we go.
Okay.
I don't like that one.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Name a kind of basket.
Rachel.
Sue.
Wait, I need my bell. Where's my bell?
Okay,
where's my GD bell?
Mark Cox had it this morning. What did he do with it?
Wow.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Why did Mark Cox have my bell?
Dave, I'm going to tell you right now that he used the bell at some point in the morning, and I, like Pavlov's dog, was like, did I win?
remember when Mark Cox thought I moved out of the office because I didn't like him?
Yeah, now it's official.
Now he's right.
Yeah.
You don't just grab another man's bell.
I know. It's rude. It's rude.
I'm going to go take a giant dump on his chair.
That seems a little extreme.
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, do it.
Who buzzed in first, Rachel?
Rachel.
Was I? Picnic basket, Dave.
Let me look at it.
Dang
Let me
it.
Look at it. That's only number four, Sue.
What? All right, I'm going to say sewing basket.
That's number two. You control.
Sewing. Woo! What do you think, Shane? What do you think? I mean, I'm not full of basket knowledge. How is yours?
We got to pass this.
Okay, you're done. Rachel.
I like Shane's confidence.
Shane
right
knows
over.
How the game is played. Come on, Paul.
All right, Paul, what kind of basket?
Okay. Bicycle basket.
Oh, good one.
That is a good one, but not on
me. Oh. Good guess, though. Good guess. Basket. I'm going to say, because it's the only thing popping into my head, a wicker basket.
Ah.
Dang, okay.
I didn't know basket would be so tough.
I know.
All right, one more. All right, Paul.
All right, basket case.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
That's a really good one, but that's your third strike.
Ooh.
All right, Shane.
Sorry,
and Sue,
Rachel.
Talk
okay.
it over.
Okay, those were good guesses.
Shane, okay, do you have any ideas?
Shoot, the only thing I can think of is eggs in a basket.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, well, here, I've got a couple. Ready? Like a balloon basket that takes you up in the air, but how about this one, the offering or the collection basket that you pass around in church? Anybody?
That sounds great. You go with that.
Okay, how about that? Show me offering / collection basket in church, Dave.
Congratulations to Rachel and Paul.
Yeah!
What were the other ones?
Easter basket.
Sewing basket.
Laundry basket and waste basket.
Okay,
thanks,
we're... Shane,
thank you, boys.
I'm so sorry.
So whenever a couple of people drop off, then a couple of people more call, 314-241-9797. This is so true. This game is so easy when you have the answers.
It is.
What's the thing that's like a tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket? I went to bed, I bumped my head. I don't know the rest of it. I don't think it's the head part.
Wrote a letter to my...
That's it.
That's wrote a letter to who, though?
What?
Okay. Yes.
It's tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. Uncle shouldn't touch me.
I don't think that's it.
It is in South Roxana. Hello, David.
Hey, Dave, I get it.
Thank you, buddy. Hello, Missy.
Hello.
Okay, here we go. David and Missy. David, you're with Rach. Missy, you're with Sue.
All right, Missy.
And it's David and Missy. You guys are up. Name a word or phrase which means taking a nap.
David.
David.
Siesta.
Siesta's number three.
Ooh,
Missy, you get another guess.
Snooze.
Number one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's one I had written down, Missy, so now I'm out. Okay.
All right. What are you guys going to do?
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, let's play it.
Okay. All right. I've got one more, Dave. How about show me nodding off? What?
Not on.
Missy, come on. What you got?
Okay, it's a little old school, but how about catching 40 winks?
Dang it. All right, snoozing. We are snoozing. We are catching 40 winks. No, we're not doing that. God forbid. How about dozing off, Dave?
No.
What?
Okay. I know.
David, do you have anything in mind?
I got a couple. I got catching some Z's.
Yeah.
Looking at the back of my eyelids.
Man, I can't think of anything. Going down for a nap. Oh, that's not it. That's the name of the category.
Out for the count.
Why don't we try catching some Z's? Yes!
Oh,
David,
no!
You're a genius.
No!
Nice.
Woo-hoo!
Night.
No.
We also
Missy,
had.
I'm so sorry.
We also had night, night.
Night, night.
Resting, or this is gonna make you mad. Sleeping.
Sleeping.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
I gotta remember
resting.
That people is dumb.
It's so quiet when they leave.
I know. Yeah. It goes from like being in a tunnel to
so not a party.
Being out of a tunnel.
Okay, here we go. We have Dot.
Oh, you hung up on Dot.
Oh crap! I'm sorry, Dot. We have. Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
We have Russ. Hello, Russ.
Hey, Dave. I get it.
Thank you, guys. Boy, Dot's just cussing me right now,
yeah,
isn't she?
She is.
Dot and I have a history like, oh, please, God, not Dot. Okay, here we go. The two ladies live in the studio. You are up. Name.
Stacy on my team?
Who's on what team?
Yeah, Stacy's on Rage. Russ is on Sue.
All right, Russ.
Now,
I need
remember,
help.
These are old school questions. So these are based on, like, a blockbuster video. It could just as easily apply to, like, Netflix or something.
Okay.
Name a titled section in a video rental store.
Rachel.
Yes.
Rom-coms. Romance. Chick flicks.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
All right.
How about adventure? Yeah! Russ, what do you say?
All the girls get together and rent an adventure movie.
What do you think, so? I've got a couple.
Do you? All right, well, then let's play.
All right. It's Russ's turn.
Russ, you're up.
Horror
is there.
Yes. How about comedy, Dave?
Comedy is number one.
Woo! Right, Russ?
Documentary?
Good guess. Not there. There are three left.
How about drama?
Stacey, it's not our turn yet.
Okay, let's see.
That's so Stacey. That is so Stacey. I've known Stacey forever. That's so Stacey.
I liked that answer, though. Let's see. How about we try it? What have we got? We got adventure. We got comedy. We got horror. How about romance?
That was Rachel's, and she got a big Z for it. So.
Yeah, but I was calling it a different word. Russ, help me!
One more strike.
Oh, man, I wish I could do that awesome thing that Sue does, that she talks to herself long enough to stall and come up with something. That is awesome.
Russ,
I liked your grumbling.
Let's do...
You might have... Take the one she
music.
Gave. Oh.
Yes. Stacey and I are going with drama.
Okay, can I just say that we were being nice to Stacey?
That was very nice of you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you lose, Sue, is being nice to listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
That's how we
Have
lose.
A great weekend.
Good job, Stacey.
Woo, I'm exhausted by this constant movement.
Dot's back.
I know. I'm going to hang up on her. All right. We need someone to go up against Dot. 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. All right. Hello, Dot.
Hello.
Dot.
I'm not mad at you. Yeah, I'm not mad at you, Dave.
I appreciate it. Dot, what's your middle name?
Marie.
So it's
Do you know what Dot is short for? Yeah.
Dorothy, right?
Yeah.
Did anyone call you Dorothy, or was it Dot from the beginning?
No. Well, when I was little, it was Dottie, and my dad called me Dee, but a lot of people call me Dorothy.
I like Dot. That's cute.
That
I like that.
Cute.
Thanks.
And
Dorothy sounds old.
Yeah. Isn't it? You know what's weird? It's like when I watch my Westerns from, like,
Western.
1850s, and someone's name's Kevin. It just doesn't.
No, it doesn't sound.
It doesn't seem right.
No, it's like, Caitlin.
No one
Caitlin in Kevin. That movie. Yeah.
And Nikki, welcome to the show, Nikki.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, Nikki's not excited to be here.
I am totally excited. I'm just getting ready to go on the highway.
Nikki was calling pizza, and she's like, "Ah, crap! I'm playing a game on a radio show." Okay. Here we go.
So, what are teams? Dot's with me. Nikki's with Sue.
Whatever you guys want.
I was with Sue last time.
Oh, she better get Rachel. I'll take
okay.
Dot.
I'm with Nikki.
No, I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Never mind.
That hurt my feelings. Back to Dot.
Nikki.
No, not Rachel. God, not Rachel. Okay.
So who am I with?
You too, Rachel.
Dot,
you're with me, Rachel.
This is Dot. Okay. Dot against Nikki. Here we go. Name something that fancy restaurants have that other restaurants do not.
Ooh. Candle.
Dot. Nikki.
Who
I thought we were supposed to say our name.
Is your name Candle?
No, that's my name. I said Dot.
Yeah, Dot buzzed him with her.
Okay, Dot, what's your answer?
Cloth tablecloth.
Cloth tablecloth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's number two. There's one above it.
And Nikki was
Come
candle.
On, Nikki.
Nikki was candle.
Yeah.
That's not there. Okay.
Candles.
Darn it.
All right, Dot. You're in control.
Dot, you want to play?
Sure, we can play.
Okay. What was the category again?
Sure. Name something fancy restaurants have that other restaurants do not. So far, we have cloth napkins.
Why don't you show me silverware, Dave, as opposed to plasticware?
Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay. Haven't been to a lot of nice restaurants. I'm going to admit it to the audience.
Okay. I'm going to go.
It's Dot's turn.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Shut up, Sue.
Yeah. Sorry, Nikki. I'm really eager.
Hey, that's all right. I'm going to say Maitre d'.
Number one answer.
Oh, that's a great answer.
I don't know what that is. All
Give
right.
her the props for that.
It's kind of silverware, right?
Fancy restaurants have that other people don't have. What about they open the wine for you?
That's a good one.
Ding.
Why did you hit your own buzzer?
I don't know. I thought it was wrong.
Yes, high-end wine.
Sweet.
There are three left.
Okay, I'm going to say, like, tableside service.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. Oh,
bummer.
It's a fair answer. One more buzzer left.
Gosh. We've said silverware, which was wrong. Tablecloths. Oh, and she said candles. How about they have black tie dress code?
Dress code.
Yeah! Wow, that was great.
You need one more to win.
Oh, right, yay. Oh, that's me.
That was my steal. Dang it.
Are napkins and tablecloths the same thing?
Yes.
They would be the same, yeah. Yeah. Yes. How about dimly lit?
That's exciting. A great win, but no. Okay, Sue, you guys can steal.
Nikki, talk to me.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think like a bathroom attendant.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay,
I
also have lobster. I know it's a food.
Oh.
But I thought about that, or a sommelier. But when she said wine, I think that's probably out. Which one do you like, Nikki? We'll go with it.
Your call, Sue.
No! Don't give it to me. I'm having a terrible day, Nikki. It's you.
Lobster. Go ahead with lobster.
All right. Lobster, Dave.
Stop. We did it.
No!
Yay, yay, yay.
All right. What were the other ones?
High prices and a piano player.
Piano player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nikki.
That's kind of
so sorry. Don't go to fancy restaurants.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese has a piano player.
Thank you, ladies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5:30 DGS, happy Friday. Playing Studio Feud. Everyone left but the girls, so we need partners for them. And Krista, you're up next. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Who you want to play with, Rachel or Sue?
Sue, please.
Don't do that.
Okay. Wow, she didn't hesitate. She's like, Sue, please. Yeah. And Don, you are with Rach.
Sorry to have to settle
it's
for second place.
Well. No, well, I know Sue from way back, so it might be a conflict of interest if I played with her.
Oh, boy. Who is this? Here we go.
Wait, who is it?
Don.
His name's Don.
Hi, Don.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? You remember me?
No.
You knew him as the donkey.
I know.
What? Well, Don, I know several Dons. I'm sure I know you, too.
Oh, I doubt it. It was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
This is getting...
All right.
Certain general contractor in South St. Louis. We worked together.
Oh, yeah.
Lie. You're lying.
All right, let's move on. Let's
play.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, here we go. Don, you're with your girlfriend, Sue. Krista, you're with Rage. Don and Krista are up against each other. Here we go. Name a phrase that starts with the word knock.
Krista.
Don.
Knock on wood.
Number two, Don, you can still steal.
Knockout.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, Don.
Knockout is on there, but it's number four, so you guys control.
Okay.
Krista, do you want to play or pass?
Oh, I don't know if I know any more.
Yeah, let's pass. Let's pass, because okay. I don't really know any.
There are four left.
Shoot.
You're up.
Oh, this is terrible. All right, Don, start thinking, because I'm running out already. Okay. Will you read the question again?
Name a phrase that starts with the word knock.
Okay. Well, what about like a knock-knock joke? So, knock-knock.
That's number one.
Woo! There you go. Yay! All right, Don.
Okay. Let's see. How about knock-down?
Ooh. Good guess. Yeah. Not on.
Oh. Okay. Knock, knock. Knock on wood. Knock out. How about knock me over? You know, like knock me over with a feather, or knock me over with a, you know what I mean there,
yeah.
Dave.
That might work.
What?
I mean, you said a lot of words. One more.
Don, what have you got?
Evidently, right, a human in his car.
I got knockoff, like a fake.
Oh, that's a great one.
You know, knockoff.
Good answer. Yay!
You live another day.
All right.
You need one more, and you have one more strike.
Back to me. Oh.
Come on, Sue, you can do it.
I don't think I can. All right, knock,
think
knock.
Crossword puzzle.
I think crossword puzzle. Okay.
Now you confused her.
Yeah, now I'm
That's a throwback to years ago.
When you used to work together.
Yeah.
Knock over, knock off. Did we say knock off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
I really liked that one. Knock out, knock on wood, knock, knock, who's there?
Need an answer.
Yeah, sorry,
all
I got nothing
right,
done.
Uh-huh. Krista, the only thing I
have... We might have used them up.
Yeah. Krista, the only thing I have written down is hard knock, like hard knock life.
It's got to start.
I was given the idea of knockers, you know, like...
Like boom.
Well,
I like Krista.
That did not occur to me.
The only reason I'm not going to go with that is Dave's face. I feel like it would have shown up on his face had it been on the list.
Anytime a strange woman says knockers, my face
yeah,
changes.
Well, that's true.
Well, fine. Let's do it. Let's go knockers. Show us knockers, Dave.
It's not on there, but I'm going to give it to you.
Dave, wait, listen. We're
good
desperate.
Job,
we have not won anything. What was the real one?
Fine. Knock your socks off and knock yourself out.
Oh, knock yourself out. I should have come up with that. Don, thanks for playing. I'm so
sorry. You really
should
have.
We did win.
Yeah, you won.
Okay, one.
All right, one more game. We have Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, handsome. I'm back. How are you?
Hey, it's Sarah.
I love Sarah.
Sarah. And I love that you're saying knockers. That's just great. Perfect.
I love that you just said it. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Jeremy, do you find me especially handsome?
Not typically.
God damn it. All right, who am I rooting for? All right, here we go.
Can I wish a quick belated birthday to Rachel? Happy belated birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you, Sarah. That's so nice. Thank you.
Okay, here's a weird one.
You're on my team.
Ladies in the studio, you're up.
Oh, okay.
Name one thing that people associate when you say the word shark.
Rachel.
Two.
Rachel.
Weak. From the TV, Shark Week. Okay.
Some people that they associate. Okay, how about bite? A shark bite.
That's better.
He's wavering.
Yeah, it's not on there. Sorry.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. All right.
So
Sarah's up.
Sarah.
Lone shark.
No. Wow. This one's harder than it would be.
Wow.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, what you got?
Sharknado.
Nope. Damn.
Okay, so this
tooth?
Is...
Shark tooth?
Wait. Oh,
teeth.
Yeah. Teeth. Way
very
to go,
good.
Rachel.
Sarah,
wait, you're not on my team.
Because we can't think of it.
Yeah.
Darn it.
That's a great... Yeah, pass.
Okay, all right. I've got an idea, Jeremy. All right, how about... This is just things they associate with that, so I'm going to say the movie Jaws.
Number one answer.
Oh,
yay! There you
go. Oh.
Okay. Jeremy, what have you got?
The ocean.
Yes.
Ocean's number two.
All right.
It's getting easier.
How about, that's the ocean was what I had. How about beach, Dave?
Nope.
Ooh, I've got another one. Jeremy.
How about Finn?
Dang it.
Ooh, that's
mine.
A great guess. Oh, that's a great guess. Oh, shoot. How about swimming, Dave?
No. There are four left.
Sarah, I'm thinking blood. Not to be
I'm thinking, I was thinking that or a shark attack.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Baby Shark, that song Baby Shark,
yeah.
Maybe?
I'm just thinking.
Depends on how old this was.
Yeah, I think it's an old game. I think we should try.
Okay.
I think we should try Blood.
Okay. Blood?
Okay, let's go Blood. Is it on there?
Okay.
No! Oh, is Attack on there?
It was Attack.
Sarah, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Jeremy,
that's
we
right.
won. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. With
Woo-hoo.
My teammate.
Sue's all about herself.
Well, no, I said that. What? Oh, my,
leave
all
her alone.
Myself.
No wonder Don broke up with you
leave
all those years
alone.
Ago.
Don didn't break up with her, I'll tell you that.
All right, we need one more. Someone to play with Phil. So
oh, I thought that was our last round.
314, I lied. 314-241-9797. You call, you're up. Now we just.
I'm sorry, Sarah. I was like, I'm
play the waiting
blood,
game.
But it's probably Attack.
Well, you know what? I thought that was so close to Bite, so I had the same thought you did.
It was.
That I did not. I wouldn't have thought of that either, Rachel.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm just saying.
You live and you learn.
Nobody calling.
Nobody wants to play.
No.
All right,
we're
fine.
No good.
Want to play a bit?
Wait, he's getting off the. Hold on.
Now people are calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Just going to grab this. Hello, Carlene.
You live and you learn.
Hello? Hi, Carlene. Hello.
How do you know it was Carlene?
Caller ID.
Oh, caller ID.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hi.
I've been secretly stalking you for months. So you put your sweaters in a weird drawer. Hello, Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Phil.
All right, Phil, you're with Sue and Carlene. You are with Rachel. Here we go.
All right.
Who's up? Phil
and Carlene.
Come on, Phil.
Come on, Carlene.
Name an occupation where you listen to people's problems.
Oh, it's like.
I think I heard Phil first.
Psychiatrist.
Whoa. Number one answer.
Yeah, way to go, Phil.
You guys want
to
play?
Yeah, what do you think, Phil?
I'm sorry, was
I'm
that
Bill.
Me up? I'm.
No.
I'm Bill.
Oh, you're okay, Bill good. Instead of Phil?
I'm Bill. I'm
oh,
Bill.
Sorry.
I'm taking the points away.
All right. Well, I was going to say I get it, but I don't if I'm Phil.
Bill, do you want to play these? I think we can do
it. You think we can? Let's do it.
All right. Okay. He said psychologist. I'm going to go for hairdresser. I know that sounds crazy.
Nope. It's on there.
Okay. Yay.
You need three more.
All right, Bill.
I'd say barber.
Which same is as hairdresser. Yeah. So think.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Think.
Psychologist.
We're in a
field. Is that the same thing? How about Dr. Dave?
Dr. Dave. Yes.
Yay.
Need two more.
Oh, man. A bartender.
Bartender.
Oh,
you need one more.
Great answer. What about a lawyer, Dave?
No.
What?
Oh.
Bill, that's all right. We got one more chance. It's up to you.
Oh. What about preacher or priest?
Oh, good
there
answer!
You go.
Oh,
yeah,
you have given Sue the overall win.
Bill, you're a genius.
Insufferable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. It's been a long week.
The longest.
I mean, now it's just you and me.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier this week.
It always just comes down to the two of us.
I know.
Everyone leaves.
Well, I was like, well, last month when Dave came back from vacation. No,
feels
it was
like
Monday.
That.
You've been here for like 4 days.
I was looking at my phone and I saw some pictures from Colorado and I'm like, was that last summer?
You forgot about it already.
I know.
Lots has happened. Lots has gone down.
You think Bigfoot's thinking about me? You think he's still telling that story? He's like, look, here's all I know. He was under 6 feet tall. He had no hair in his head. And I'm talking none. People are like, whatever, dude.
Probably.
Stupid Bigfoot.
Oh, man, everyone's stupid. I'm looking at this story here. Gosh, why does everyone, look.
Why does everyone suck?
Yeah, everyone sucks. You know how yesterday at 6:08 I was like, guys, I'm zen. Just, here's the key.
Don't worry about it.
It's over. I'm back. I'm in a bad mood. I'm tired of everyone's BS. I mean,
you think it was just because it was your birthday and eating donuts?
I think it was, I had a lot of donuts and I knew I had ice cream cake in my future and I was just like, what's there to worry about? But you know what? Maybe it'll come back. Today's just been kind of a rough day. I'm looking at this story here. I'm not trying to make this, and this is why all people on the left are stupid. This is why all people on the right need to get a clue. Can we please just look at this and just recognize it for being dumb? Frustrated B&B owners take down, quote, Confederate flag. It was actually a Norwegian flag flying outside an inn in Michigan. So this couple owned a B&B in Michigan. They had Norwegian roots. They tried to make it like the name of the B&B was the Norwegic or the Nordic pineapple. So mm-hmm. That's like a theme.
Gotcha.
So they flew the flag outside of their Airbnb. Dave, here's a picture of the Norwegian flag.
It's really not close.
It's got the same colors and it has stripes, but the Confederate flag is an X. This is a T. There's no stars. I mean,
90% of flags have the same colors.
Exactly. But this couple said that I guess after the recent, you know, the Confederate flag has been kind of frowned upon for a while now, but it became this hot button issue recently. And they said that they got a ton of hateful emails and phone calls last week about their Confederate flag.
Here's what I don't get. I understand getting a bunch of them, but I hope they don't get any repeat calls because once someone says, it's the Norwegian flag, you should go away in shame because your dumbass doesn't know the difference.
Well, it's just an example of the jump to pure outrage and threats and just like, you're going to burn for this one. Well, clearly you haven't even gotten close enough to the flag to see that it's not the flag you're so upset about. But we are just on this hair trigger like explosion. You were watching some video in the office earlier today. I don't even know what it was about. But for the 1,000th time this summer, I heard a guy in a video go, get back, get back. We're not living in a war zone. What is different now than was different 6 months ago? Other than people are afraid. I truly feel like most people are scared and uncertain and it puts us on edge. But those emotions are causing us to react in this like immediate, just like, you're going down. You're not going to get the best of me. I'll show you. Whoa, what if we didn't react so quickly? And what if we like got our wits about us first before we made the angry phone call, made the angry email, pulled our gun and told somebody to get down on the ground? This is insane. We gotta all give each other a little bit more benefit of the doubt. And why does it have to jump from nothing to not even just something, but something colossal and world ending in the span of a second? It's crazy to me.
Couldn't agree more.
Got me yelling again.
Are you a victim of it?
Yeah, definitely.
How so?
I find myself getting upset and I feel upset and defensive when something threatens the way that I see the world. But then I explore that. I think I'm not trying to be like, I'm better than other people. I'm not. It's just, this is my job. So I really try to think through what I'm saying and doing. and I'm an idiot most of the time, and I'm sure I come across as a douche on the show all the time because what I'm saying is contradicting how I actually am, but I really try to think. So whenever I find myself getting emotional and the walls come up and I'm lashing out, I try to explore that. And I really do think it is people feel helpless, people feel scared, because when I search myself, that's what I feel whenever I react in that way. I feel like a bear is attacking me and I need to make myself big. And I feel like a lot of people out there feel that way. Subconsciously, I don't think it's at, you know, the forefront of their mind, mm-hmm. like, I'm going to be a jerk. But I think whenever you leap to that, it's because you're in a state of fear.
Yeah. Yesterday I had a thing, a professional thing, where I had a bit of a fight, a dust up with a couple of my colleagues, and they ramped it up and I definitely ramped it up. I was 0 to 60 and I was legit pissed, and I think for legit reasons. But then when the dust settles and you get home and you think about it, it's like, that was 100% unnecessary.
Yeah.
If it had been handled differently by them and me, it could have been a very calm conversation that was over in about 2 minutes. But I agree. We're itching for a fight.
Yeah. We find it necessary. I'm going to draw blood before you can. Mm-hmm. And I think we were on that path already with the whole like clap back culture and like, I owned you. I'll show you. Ha ha. Everyone, when they fight online and stuff, it's all about just like confirming your own bias. You're not actually taking in new information, and it doesn't matter what another person says. You're still owning them in your mind. But that now with, I think, especially with the pandemic and with all of this economic stress that we're under, which is insane when you think about the fact that 17 million people are on unemployment, something like that. Just crazy to think about that. We are under so much more stress than we give ourselves credit for. And then that culture of like, I'll show you who's boss.
The normalization of cruelty.
Exactly. It started out kind of fun and kind of saucy and kind of like, ooh, you're a badass. But now it's being, now that it's being applied practically in day-to-day life, it's really not good. I'm sure there are some people who thrive under it and it doesn't bother them, but I've got to think there's more people out there like you and I who are a bit more sensitive and don't want to conduct their lives this way because it's embarrassing at the end of the day.
I saw two things happen in my travels, both in the airport. And one in particular, when I was flying back from Denver to St. Louis, I got there a bit early, of course. And so I'm sitting there at my gate and I put together very well what had happened because everyone was screaming. But there was this family who arrived after they're flying to Vegas from Denver, and they roll up as casual as you want. And they're like, did they close the doors yet to their plane? And they're like, yep. And like, well, open them. Swear to God.
Because I'm sure that's worked in the past, or they think it should work.
No, Rach, that's exactly what they said. They said, most of the time when we do this, they open the doors for us. Mm. And they said, well, we can't do it today. This was 40 minutes. It was 40 minutes of screaming, physical histrionics, allegations of racial profiling. It was bad. Mm-hmm. It was the kind of thing like people were filming it. I wasn't because I wanted nothing to do with it, but it was crazy. And the poor people, it's like, look, I don't care who you are. I don't care what race you are. I don't care if you're rich, poor. I don't care if you own the damn airlines. You don't show up, and clearly this is a pattern. They said usually when we do it, you don't show up after they close the doors and then get pissed because they won't let you in.
Yeah. You know, the one good thing that could come out of all of the Karen videos or whatever, I feel kind of bad sometimes because it seems like older white ladies are getting the brunt of this. It's not just older white ladies that behave like this.
Hell no.
Every race, color, creed, age group can behave like a complete jerk, which is what is happening. If I'm not a big fan of filming it and exposing it, but if we can all agree that when a middle-aged white woman does it, it's completely unacceptable and gross to witness, maybe we could all stop acting like that in every aspect of life. Maybe we don't need to take it from 0 to 100. And one more thing before we go. I think people are so sensitive and they feel like, oh, you won't open the door for me, so you got a problem with me. No, it's just not going to work for us this time.
Yeah.
You don't have to take it personally. If something hurts your feelings, it might not have anything to do with you.
Yes.
Just think about it for a second.
There are these things called rules.
Exactly.
And if you don't comply with them, it usually doesn't go well for you.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.